Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Byers & Company. City Manager Tim Gleason in the studios. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and then our what, next to the last gift of the day? All of that starts right now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday, our final week of shows of 2017 as it comes to an end. Christmas holiday. Weird when Christmas is on a Monday, right? Because
it's
like
a little odd.
You know, if you order something online, they guarantee delivery by the 24th. Well, you know.
Sunday.
Yeah. I'm not getting a delivery on Sunday. I don't know. You read all these stories about, you know, Amazon, like they basically have 14-year-old kids, like with their legs strapped into a table, shipping stuff, right?
Handcuffed. Don't move, kid.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's where you want to shop local. We have our gift of the day coming up. One of my favorite. I love giggles. So that's coming up about 7:40 this morning. And one of our last. And then our Deck the Town contest. You know, we got together with the City of Decatur and the Economic Development Corporation, the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce a couple of years ago. And Tim, I don't remember exactly what had happened, but I think the people who had been kind of putting downtown Christmas together kind of decided they didn't want to do it. And there, we only had a couple of weeks, as I recall, sort of like kind of everybody throw in and put this together. But it's been really popular. Downtown looks better than it ever has at Christmas time.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
The IBW did an amazing job.
Yeah. Yep, they do. And you're right. I think it was last year that short notice, Miranda really pulled it together. And looks great, getting better every year.
Yeah, no doubt. So the Deck the Town contest, a $3,000 shopping spree. You go to each and every one of the 30 participating businesses. They all have their own code, and you have until Friday mornings when we draw the winner, right? So if you register at each store, then you have 30 chances to win $3,000, and then we'll give that away on Friday. And obviously, you don't have to spend it all by Christmas. You can do whatever you want with it. And with the restaurants, man, you could be like eating downtown like on, you know, for free for months with that stuff. So check it out. Go to nowdecatur.com if you want to get all the details and rules. Just look for Deck the Town. Before we get into the council and all that, thank you for being there last night at Eisenhower High School. This is where, you know, the community. And I know that there are struggles out there. I know you guys are struggling, you know, with passing a budget that has a deficit and spending. And I'm not trying to look at life through rose-colored glasses, but there's a lot of folks pulling in the same direction right now where these victories seem to be victories for the whole community. You know, last night it was specifically for District 61, but the mayor was there to speak, and ADM was there, and Tate and Lyle was there, and the trades were there, you know, because Millikan University was there, Richland Community College was there, because this kind of gift impacts everyone.
Oh, I agree. Huge opportunity. And I think you guys have talked about, you know, this is a premier program, or it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. It's a lot bigger than just farming. The agricultural business opportunities are tremendous.
And we have to prepare a workforce for these companies. We can talk about jobs all we want. But when Caterpillar expands or hires or anybody else, if they've got to go 90 minutes away to bring in employees, that's not doing anything for the citizens of Decatur. I mean, yes, they're coming here and buying gas and doing all that. That's fine. But if you create five, this is what every politician, everybody ever runs for city council, you know, jobs, with the exception of maybe Bill Faber, and then it's only certain jobs. But if you created 500 jobs tomorrow, if you don't have 500 local Decatur people to fill those 500 jobs, what good are you really doing?
True.
So we've got to do a better job with that end.
Yep, I agree. Actually, that's a topic area for some of the focus groups in our community revitalization. Not trying to recreate the wheel, because there's several things that are already going on, but the connection is one of the things that we feel we have an opportunity to do in these discussions. We've had three, and then we're going to schedule three coming out of the new year.
It's going very well. So what's the participation like? You're getting good feedback. I mean, like good, solid. I mean, to me, it's like I love having listen, I'm not afraid to have conversations and honest conversations and put it all on the table. Mm-hmm. What I get tired of is the just the negative naysayers that have no solutions, have no skin in the game, don't do anything, just want to complain. I mean, I don't know how you cut a line between, you know, having that and then having an actual productive conversation.
I'll tell you how we do that. We have facilitators working these nine different focus groups. About 120 people have participated in each of the
That's right.
Each of the three meetings, and the first meeting, and it was by design. Allow everybody to get stuff off their chest. Okay, now that's done. Let's move on. Session two, let's take some shape, and session three, you know, building on to a final product. And the facilitators, Mark Sturgill, Bruce Nims, Mia Tyus, Ray Lyart, our new person, are acting as facilitators, and they do an excellent job of keeping the focus groups focused.
Yeah, and it's not – I think this goes back, and this is just probably as old as humankind. You can listen to someone and still disagree with them. I mean, you know, but that's the age-old complaint, right? You don't listen to us. No, we listened. Just doesn't necessarily mean we agree. And that doesn't mean you didn't hear someone out. You know, I think one of the things that people always thought of, particularly with Mayor McElroy and Mayor Osborne, is, you know, that they would sit down and talk to anybody. And I'm sure Mayor Wolf enjoys the same reputation. You know, but that doesn't mean that at the end of the conversation you don't fundamentally disagree.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the discussions of very good cross representation of the community. And again, that was by design. You know, we wanted to reach out, didn't want just a small group, wanted something that would be impactful. And we know that as a city, we've stepped into this discussion sort of leading it, again, not recreating the wheel in certain areas, but just making a connection. We can't fail when we're talking about revitalization. So very positive. Know that, you know, good things are going to come out of this. It's going to be a long haul, but we'll get there.
All right. There seems to be a mode going on right now, and I understand why. I want you to understand this line of questioning isn't not coming from a place of understanding about how you have to tighten the budget. But I worry when a business, a company, an organization, an institution gets into that mindset that they sort of lose future vision or 30,000, you know, because it becomes what can we eliminate? What can we cut costs? What you can't cut your way to prosperity.
Agree, and actually say that all the time internally. Can't cut your way to success. Maybe I should have prepped for this, but what's your specific question
about the budget? When I'm watching, I think it's, and I'm not talking about just the administration. I'm talking about elected officials too. The mindset just sort of changes in like, you know, we'll skip that investment or we'll skip this thing or we'll skip that cost just because all you're thinking about is we've got to control cost rather than is there a cost benefit long term in spending this. You know, I asked you about the celebration, you know, right, and overtime. You know, you start looking at things in a different way when the mindset becomes cut, 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 cut.
No, I got you. I follow you now. And actually, the deficit budget that was brought in front of council, they approved it. It totally was that thought process in mind was that we weren't going to cut anything.
Okay.
Not a knee-jerk reaction when we don't know what continued impacts out of the state might be with their FY19 budget.
And that's just fiscal responsibility.
Agreed.
You can't count on them doing what they're supposed to do, and they've proven it over and over again.
That's one thing that the council, they get it. You know, we're up against the wall, but we did not cut the $300,000 that's dedicated to community revitalization. Did not cut the $400,000 that is dedicated for the eventual bond, probably $8.5 million that's going to come for the fire facility renovations. Continue to fund at a higher than required level for the police and fire pensions. You said it. You cannot cut your way to success, and we understand that. You know, we're in a climate now where we're catching up on a number of things that were postponed in the past, and we're making this investment in the future, and we're trying to find a way to keep that going. So on the front end of our budget approval for 18, instead of automatically saying, you know, we need a tax hike or we need to cut resources or personnel, we didn't do that. I mean, we do very much have a deficit that we have to figure out, and that's about $1.5 million. Total number is $3.2 million. $1.2 million of that is money that's already in the bank when we settle a union negotiation contract for back pay. $1.5 million is attributable to the state, $500,000.
By the way, sorry to interrupt you. Is that the police agreement we're talking about?
It is.
All right. Can you comment publicly about that? I've had some officers reach out to me. I think that maybe there's a little bit of blame game going on that's not quite accurate. You know, why is this taking so long to get settled?
Well,
I don't know what you can say publicly or not, but
not much.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know either. But I know that the ask of this negotiation is no different than the ask of the fire union. That contract was settled in one day, the same as the ask of the AFSCME union. That contract was settled in four sessions, and the same is imposed on the non-represented employees for the city. It's just something that's playing out, and it's going to take a little bit longer.
In your mind, would you have just as soon have settled this the way you did fire and the other groups in a quick fashion and have it be done with?
Sure. But this is, I respect the fact that this is a separate group. They've got different wants maybe than the other groups. And, you know, it's just.
But you're a law enforcement guy. I mean, that's your background. I mean,
yes, it is. Was a union negotiator on the department that I served on.
Okay. That's interesting. When it comes to doing things like developing 51 in Ashe, and I know that there are a number of people that live in that neighborhood, and I understand. I completely understand. But the city can't cut and can't run a deficit budget and can't raise taxes while turning down revenue, can they? Not that this one development is going to offset all of the revenue. I mean, but if you keep sending a message to developers that, no, we're not going to do it because a handful of people don't want this, then you can't keep going to the public going, we're going to raise this or we're going to raise that when you're turning down revenue. I mean, that's about as basic as it gets for me.
It's a tough decision for the council. You've got some very passionate neighborhood residents that are, you know, making their voices heard.
Yeah, but to me, that developer came back and answered every one of those concerns, and I thought was a pretty responsible and respectful manner.
I agree. You know, that what's interesting about that is Aldi's in November of 2015 or October of 2015 when that failed. Chipotle was right on the heels of that, and we've had other interest in Ashe and 51. If this gets voted down, that interest does not go away.
No, and I use this story from years ago because it's an illuminating one. The development there at MLK and Mound Road, if you look at what's there now, originally what was proposed when they were going to extend MLK out to Walmart was a health club, a gym. An upscale gym, and they wanted to have a wine bar, basically. You know, like people could work out and meet, and you know, and the neighborhood threw a fit because they didn't want alcohol. And the council was pressured into saying no to that project, and now they've got this Supermax gas station with Klieg lighting selling packaged liquor. I mean, sometimes neighbors have to be careful what they ask for because eventually, as you just mentioned, it's going to get developed. Wouldn't you rather have a restaurant than something that's open 24 hours? I mean, who knows what comes in the future?
Agreed. It's challenging for the elected officials. You know, they are hearing from the neighborhoods, and then they're faced with a deficit and opportunity to take a successful chain restaurant that I think will be a destination for people outside of the community will come just to go to Chipotle.
I have no idea about that. I don't have a sense of that. It's not for me. I'd rather support, you know, local restaurants. But I understand that every time you do a poll or you ask residents what they want, these are the things that are near the top of that list. And so you have to listen to everyone. The idea that everyone's doing what they can. I mean, I think that yesterday the announcement of this Ag Academy and this FFA program, and it's going to be state of the art. We're starting to see game changers with District 61, where I think, honest to God, people are going to be making decisions about where they live, not getting out of Decatur Public Schools, but the exact opposite. And that helps.
Yes. Yes, it does. You've got a strong new school board. You've got a strong superintendent. Very impressed with Paul up to this point. And we're looking for ways to collaborate between us and the school district, you know, sort of share resources, share purchasing opportunities, a bright future.
Yeah, but you have to have development inside the city lines. Now, I know people don't consume with lines in mind. You know, they want to go where they want to go. So if that restaurant's in Forsyth, they'll go eat there. If it's in Decatur, they're going to eat there. But it does make a difference where those tax dollars go.
Agreed. Yeah. Believe me, I've got my eyes on this. And
do you have a sense of where the council is on this particular issue?
Yes, I do. I'd rather not say.
Okay. When will it come up for a vote?
January 2nd was the target date, but there was some discussion last night that maybe we postpone that. They had some traffic questions that we're going to try to get a quick turnaround on the answers so that we can still stay on target with January 2nd.
All right, City Manager Tim Gleason in the studios. We'll take a quick break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs near 53. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 30. For your Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 45. Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 47 degrees. It's 37 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Giving the gift of style to the man in your life this holiday season is effortless with the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur. The Brass Horn is known for making men look sharp in a suit, but they also offer the highest quality casual wear for any occasion. Give the gift of ease with mizzen and main dress shirts and sweaters that are soft and machine washable. The gift of comfort with 34 Heritage jeans. The gift of timelessness with a sport coat by Jack Victor or Peter Millar. Or give the gift of warmth and their full line of Men's Save the Duck coats. The guys at the Brass Horn are there to help you find the perfect gift this holiday season. Visit them today at 108 East Prairie in downtown Decatur.
Whether you need therapy for a medical condition or advanced non-invasive cosmetic treatments, the Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology is dedicated to you and your skin. Their board-certified dermatologists use state-of-the-art technology grounded in the latest research to treat all conditions and diseases that affect the skin. Visit a Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology location near you. Medical and cosmetic dermatology services are available at Christie Clinic locations throughout East Central Illinois. Call 366-1248 or visit dermatology.christieclinic.com to schedule an appointment at a Christie Clinic location near you.
From hanging the mistletoe to wrapping gifts, our Synergy Home Care team are simply angels, hard at work helping seniors in our community tackle their holiday to-do lists. Hello, this is Betsy Bogue, Director of Client Care for Synergy Home Care of Central Illinois, and I'm so excited for the upcoming holidays. But the holidays can be a challenging time for seniors because they can't get around like they once did, or family is not close to help out. Our caregivers at Synergy Home Care can pick up the slack for our aging family and friends who can't do it on their own anymore. Not only is our Synergy Home Care team angels during the holidays, but we can help throughout the year. Our team of caregivers can provide transportation to and from appointments, meal preparation, lighthouse cleaning, medication reminders, and so much more. Synergy Home Care. We will provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation home assessment. Please call us at 217-615-1826 or at synergyhomecare.com. Synergy Home Care is currently hiring compassionate caregivers, and franchise opportunities are available.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here with City Manager Tim Gleason from the City of Decatur, fresh off a council meeting last night, heading into the holidays. It was a busy 2017, I got to tell you. And I know we talked about the struggles, and I know this deficit budget, you know, is top of mind for you. And I also trust that you've got a plan and have room in that to maneuver. But if you go back and look at all the unbelievable things that were announced this year, and you certainly have had plenty of dealings with the Howard Buffett Foundation and what that's meant for the city, and we've had an amazing year. There have been a lot of positive things. I just think people get too busy and they pass it by. We don't take time as a community to celebrate victories.
That's true. I'm definitely guilty of that.
Me too. I first to admit it.
Check stuff off and move on. You don't want to lose any momentum because there is a lot of positive stuff going on, and you're busy. You know, last night's a perfect example. This is the second year that we've done this. But you take about 15 minutes, allow the Public Works Department in a study session to do road work wrap-up. And it just shows in a lot of pictures all the road work that was done. I invite some of the contractors, labor, just to be recognized and to be thanked for the job well done in the community. On the locomotive fuel tax side, which is our residential roads, we did about $3.5 million, and we're going to do another $3.5 million in 2018.
Yeah, unfortunately, roads are expensive, right? People have a hard time seeing the $3 million. I mean, it's just infrastructure costs a lot.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And we're catching up on all fronts.
Yeah.
You know, the sewer, the water main, you know, this, I know we've said it, but it is truly, infrastructure chapter in, Decatur's history.
Yeah. Well, I know you're moving full steam ahead, and not everyone's going to be happy with everything. And sometimes, you know, I know the elected officials struggle with this, but this is what they sign up for, you know, or at least they ought to know that going in, that they're going to have tough decisions. That's why they're there.
Yes. And it's my job to, carry out their vision, provide some coverage, we're getting there.
Okay.
We're not going to lose on the momentum that you've talked about many times. I agree 100%.
All right. Anything else from last night's city council meeting we didn't cover that we need to?
No.
Okay. That's easy enough. All right. So what's next for the Gleason family? You got to get some time. You know, the holidays are here.
Yeah. Son's not going to be able to come home on leave. He's in the Army this year, but family is up in the Peoria area. Dad's health is not the best, but spending a lot of time up there, and got a grandson and another one on the way, another grandchild.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, so now you got the year is just about done. What are your goals for 2018? A couple of things, you know, maybe you'd like to see accomplished in the next calendar year.
The just to continue on the momentum in the different areas, but a very specific goal is the reorganization occurred earlier this year. We had some new hires that occurred throughout the course of the year, and then now the team is in place. And I look forward to fine-tuning and tweaking some of the individual departments and some of the stuff that's been held because we didn't have a department director in place, projects for them in 2018.
All right, so give me the lineup, because there are several members of the new team I don't think I've met yet.
Here we go, and I'll probably screw this up.
That's all right. You'll be back next month.
Yeah. Jim Goetz, police chief, Jeff Abbott, fire chief, French Wilson, HR director, and that's as a result of the reorganization that human resources is now a standalone department, has that kind of value in the organization. Jim Edwards has been here a couple of years, but he's now in a director's position with IT. We have Matt Newell that is an applicant for the Public Works Director position upon Rick Marley's retirement, and he's filling in the interim position. Plan on resuming that search in January or won't, and just put Matt. He's doing an excellent job, a longtime city employee. Man, I'm looking around the room. Debbie Bright, city clerk. We have Greg Zantara, finance director. Wendy Morthland, corporate counsel. Billy Tyus, you know, in the reorganization, had two assistant city managers, eliminated both, lost one, Jerry Bauer, through retirement, and then created a deputy city manager position, promoted Billy up into that position, doing very well. Has grown into that position, which really is the number two in the organization now. Trying to think who else. Ray Lai, Economic Community Development Director. That's one that is a new creation. And there were so many smaller departments within the city that were fractured, sort of reported to Public Works, reported to Billy in his former position. But now we've tied them all together, and they report to Ray Lai. Ray Lai is somebody that came to us from University City, Missouri. We were impressed from day one, really was impressed. And he's been on board for a couple of months, and he's even more impressive now that he's here. It's exciting.
All right, Tim Gleason. We'll be back after news.
WSOY News Time is 7:29. The Salvation Army in Decatur received a special surprise in their kettle at Kroger over in Fairview Plaza. Last week, when the kettles were emptied, two gold coins were found taped together, according to Major Wes Dahlberg, the Salvation Army Corps officer. He says they were opening the kettles and dumping the money into the bags, and when they reached into the bag to count the cash, it looked like someone had torn off corners of an envelope, taped them together as a covering for the two Liberty gold dollars. Dahlberg said he knew what happened right away because they had this happen in the past. He said someone wraps the coins up nicely for them so the coins can be easily identified. After finding the coins, West said they, Major Dahlberg said they took the gold dollars to have them appraised. The value of the two coins turned out to be $577. Each coin was a quarter of an ounce. But had they been a full ounce, the Salvation Army would have received $1,300. However, Major Dahlberg says they're grateful for the generous donation. Morning, Center Fox.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Investigators believe the Amtrak train, which derailed near Seattle, was going too fast before it jumped the track.
It's a scene of mass destruction.
That's NTSB board member Bella Dinsar saying the train was going 50 miles over the speed limit. Three people dead, dozens more hurt, 10 in critical condition.
Huge cranes are now lifting away the wreckage. It is tough going in this fairly steady downpour this morning, but Interstate 5 is a major artery here in the Pacific Northwest, indeed along the entire West Coast, and highway officials are hoping to get this stretch of freeway back open to traffic just as soon as possible, hopefully later today.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in DuPont, Washington. The president tweeting this morning about stocks and tax.
WSOY News Time is 7:31. Illinois has decided to join dozens of other states in a national communications network for first responders. Governor Bruce Rauner announced yesterday that Illinois would
along
join
the entire West Coast, and highway officials are hoping to get this stretch of
that Illinois will join the FirstNet program. The governor's office says the network is being built, operated, and maintained at no cost to participating states through a public-private partnership between FirstNet and AT&T. State officials say it will provide enhanced wireless broadband technology to public safety workers statewide. FirstNet comes out of a 9/11 commission finding that clogged communication lines made it difficult to warn firefighters that the Twin Towers were collapsing. It's an independent authority within the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. Illinois State Police Director Leo Schmitz says the network will give first responders the best possible chance to save lives and provide aid to the injured. In sports, Monday Night Football had the Atlanta Falcons over Tampa Bay by a score of 24-21. In the NBA, it was the 76ers losing to the Bulls 117-115. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. For Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Find the perfect gift for the golf lover and your family at the Countdown to Christmas sale at Red Tail Run. You'll find your favorite clothing brands, discounts on accessories, and the best merchandise from Red Tail Run and Hickory Point in one convenient location. Need stocking stuffers? Pick up a Park District gift card to be used for clubs, range balls, or rounds of golf. For the very best of golf this holiday season, visit Red Tail Run from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily or call 422-2211. It's the Countdown to Christmas sale at Red Tail Run.
Just Flooring is just the place for your outdoor, home, or business flooring needs. Hardwood, ceramic, carpet, or laminate, they have it all and offer financing and furniture movers to make the project just right for your budget and your timeline. Locally owned with over 38 years of experience, they are your Decatur area floor covering specialists. Plus, they were voted the number one flooring company in 2016 by Herald and Review's Reader's Choice. Stop by their showroom at 2904 North Oakland Avenue or see their selection online at justflooring.net.
It was just 2 days before Thanksgiving. I opened my refrigerator and panic set in. Everything was getting warm and thawing out. How was I going to fix Thanksgiving dinner? I ran down to that big lumberyard store, but they couldn't deliver a new refrigerator for at least a week. Then I went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They had a beautiful French door Frigidaire on sale. It came with a wonderful free 10-year protection plan. And here's the best part. They installed it the very next day, in time for Thanksgiving. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Decatur within the past month. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, we stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, you get the whole.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, mostly sunny skies, highs near 53. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 30. For your Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 45. And Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 47 degrees. It's 37 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Coming up right after Tupper, we're going to talk to a guy who knows Santa Claus. That's pretty cool. Mark Tupper is the executive sports editor of the Herald and Review. He's in each and every weekday morning with Tupper on Sports. Let's start with the Chicago Bulls.
Well, this was the year that Chicago Bulls are supposed to be awful. By design, sort of a modern-day rebuild. You take a step backwards, and then you get your roster together, your finances together, your personnel together, and then you move forward. And in preparation for that, they traded their best player, Jimmy Butler, to Minnesota and his old coach, Tom Thibodeau. They traded Doug McDermott. They cleared the roster out, and then you brace for a tough year, but you look forward to a high draft pick after you've lost a bunch of games. And then the whole season took an ugly turn in October when at a practice before the regular season was going to begin, teammates Nico Mirotic and Bobby Portis got into a fight. And Bobby Portis hit Nico Mirotic in the face, caused multiple facial fractures, and obviously created a horrible team chemistry issue. Mirotic refused to talk to Portis. He was out for a long time, did not make his season debut until December the 8th. Bulls coach Fred Hoiberg kind of forced the issue by telling them, look, you guys are just going to have to accept the fact that you're still teammates and you're going to play together. I'm going to play you together. And nobody had much faith in Nico. He's a 6'10 guy from Serbia, has a three-point shot, but it's always been inconsistent. And then Bobby Portis is a 6'11 forward who was a 2015 first-round draft pick out of Arkansas, and he was considered no more than a backup, just a piece. And the Bulls had lost 10 in a row going into December 8th when Nico Mirotic made his season debut, and they won that night. They beat Charlotte in overtime, and the Bulls have not lost since. They have won six games in a row. They beat Philadelphia last night. They were led by Nico Mirotic and Bobby Portis. Nico had 22 points, 13 rebounds. They won the game before that against Milwaukee when Bobby Portis had 27. The United Center fans are now chanting, Nico, Nico, and he's playing out of his mind. And the best player the Bulls acquired in the Jimmy Butler trade has yet to play. That's Zach LaVine, who will make his debut in January, and he's coming back from a knee injury. He's a two-time slam dunk contest winner in the All-Star game. I'm not saying the Bulls are suddenly great, but they have stumbled into some weird, wonderful discovery that is somehow an offshoot of the Nico Portis fight. And everybody thought that would be the nail in the coffin, and it's turned out that thing, for some reason, I don't know why, but those two players came out of that determined to show how good they can be, I guess. The Bulls have won six in a row. They can make it seven in a row Wednesday when they play at Orlando.
All right, on the other side of the break, Cubs and Cards news with Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion.
Shop to your heart's content at Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion. The gift shop is brimming with items that will complete everyone's shopping list. You will find adorable children's outfits by Mud Pie in sizes infant to 5T, Hallmark ornaments, knitted scarves, gloves, and boot socks, and a variety of purses by Simply Noel. Don't forget the new stainless Tervis tumblers, candles on a rope, Fannie Mae candy, and cool signs that complement anyone's home. Save More Pharmacy is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and Saturday, 8 to 5, 1410 Village Parkway in Mount Zion. Merry Christmas.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. For long, we'll be talking about spring training, baseball, Cards and Cubs.
Yeah, we will be. I was listening to an interview with Theo Epstein, the Cubs, and he was saying that, and he was serious about this, he was kind of warning that there's a lot of pressure on general managers right now because wives want this stuff wrapped up before Christmas. There's a lot of deals yet to be made. There's a lot of, there's trades, there's free agent signings. And, after a little rush of activity during the winter meetings, it's kind of gone cold again here. Some smaller deals are getting done, but there are more big ticket moves to come and maybe come here quickly as we do inch closer to Christmas. Yesterday, Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer of the Cubs flew to Dallas. And when those guys go together, to make a pitch, then that means they're serious about a pretty good player. And they met for 3.5 hours yesterday with pitcher Yu Darvish. He's been an excellent pitcher, but he had a rough go in the World Series. And then it came out that he was tipping his pitches to the Houston Astros, and that's fixable if that's the issue there. So they're talking to him. They're also trying to figure out what they're going to do at closer. They've been talking to the Indians about Danny Salazar, another pitcher. The Cardinals, most of the talk nowadays centers around the Tampa Bay Rays, and there's three players there, their closer Alex Colom, their third baseman Evan Longoria, and a starting pitcher named Chris Archer. And, you know, regarding Longoria, they've liked Longoria for a long time. He's probably not the player he once was, but he's still a very good player. And they've got to somehow come up with protection for Marcell Ozuna, who they signed. They've got to have somebody to bat behind him in the order that prevents teams from just walking him or pitching around him. And so that's why, I mean, I still believe they're going to end up with somebody different at third base than what they have right now. And they've got to address the closer situation, too. So sometimes these things take a little bit of time, but apparently the GMs think that time is ticking as we get closer to Monday and Christmas Day.
All right, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. So last night I was leaving Eisenhower. I was there till about 5 o'clock. We had the press conference at 4, and then I was sticking around to talk to some of the people from the FFA. And I was so impressed and continue to be so impressed with Josh Justice's kid, Reed, who is the what is it called? Section 16 president of the FFA, which includes Macon County.
Oh, is that Josh Jones' kid?
Yeah, can you turn the mic down just a little bit? Yes, it is. He's such a
I sit right next to him.
Well-spoken, articulate kid, you know, and really is a big believer in this FFA program.
His blue corduroy.
Well, that's the FFA jacket, yes. Oh. So I was there a little past the press conference, and I got in the car, and it was about 5:04, and Kevin and Gretchen were practically, I mean, there were a little electrical sparks flying out of my speakers. They were so excited about Santa Claus, and I think it was George and Ryan and Chrissy. I'm not sure who all else was here.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, of course. How did you get Santa's like cell number? This is what I want to know. Every year, you're the only you pull off the major coup of like landing the exclusive interview with Santa Claus.
All right, I'll give you my secret.
Okay.
I walked over to the little house in Central Park and said, "Hey, Santa, what are you doing Monday night?"
Really?
Yeah.
It was that easy.
Well,
that's initiative, I guess, right?
Yeah, you know, I was down here with Elizabeth on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And we were over at Dell's and we were at Coney's for breakfast. And I took my little granddaughter over there, and we negotiated last night. It was so funny. Santa was laid back last night.
Okay.
He was just like one of the guys.
Uh-huh.
And normally Santa,
yeah.
You know, very bravado. I think this was his night off, and he just came over, and he was one of the guys last night.
He phoned it in.
Yeah. Well, no, he was good. Yeah, matter of fact... we had more calls last night.
Well, you had a ton of gifts. Yeah. They're all lined up out in the lobby there.
16 big boxes of popcorn.
Yeah, and then there was stuff from like the Brass Horn and Giggles and all kinds.
Brass Horn 2 is popular.
Yeah, isn't it?
Man, oh man, we had adults and kids calling in, and that Brass Horn 2, the women want some of that stuff.
Oh, it's a great place. And they're part of our Deck the Town contest. You could win, you know, a $3,000 shopping spree in downtown. You have a couple of days left to get involved in that. And
I learned something about Ryan last night that I didn't know.
What's that?
Ryan Spurlock, uh-huh. And his wife, Christy was on the other side with Giggles, and George was in the middle between Gretchen and Ryan. They had to share a microphone. Ryan didn't want to share.
Ah.
He wants his own microphone.
Okay.
It was a little, I'm sorry, I kind of had to admonish him on the air. I said, you know, look, you're acting a little bit like a diva here, but you need to share that with George. And poor George was just in limbo.
Well, you know, maybe there's just a competitive streak between the two of them, maybe.
He says, I've been so close to him for so many years, I'd like to have my own microphone. I said, well, you know, McCartney and Lennon shared microphones. You can share that with George. And then he finally did. But it was a lot of fun. Those guys, by the way, congratulations to you, FFA, District 61. That was a great press conference and announcement last night. And there were a ton of people there.
Yeah, there were. Yeah. And it was a great cross-representation of the trades and sort of corporate and education, Milliken, Richland, you know, everybody showing up. Because I think everyone realizes the impact that this can have for everybody.
I sat next to Regan Andrews Deering. And she was so proud that you named that after her grandfather.
Well, that was Howard. You know, when I asked about naming
Great
rights,
idea.
In fact, you know, we had been, you know, this has been in the works for a long time, and we were actually, you stopped out to see us at Monocle's in South Shores. We had lunch before the Cops and Gobblers event over at the South Shores Kroger. And when I asked him, you know, which is sort of, you know, kind of inside baseball, but when we do these kind of things, you know, sometimes he'll want to, you know, name something after someone, and he's sometimes not, you know. And not that I was surprised, but when I said, you know, I haven't asked you this, and we've been having these conversations for months, went to Omaha and all this stuff, I said, you know, do you want to name this Ag Academy after anyone? And he goes, that's an interesting question. And then immediately he goes, Duane Andrews.
Oh, it's perfect. And it makes all the sense in the world.
And I said, you know, when I asked him, I'm like, okay, you know, why that choice? And he said, because Duane opened all kinds of doors for me. And
he
was a great
for
mentor. I mean, he came here to work for Duane. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a vice president, directly reported to Duane. And I, you know, if you read Howard's book, I mean, he learned a lot from Duane. Duane was a great mentor.
Yeah. And so, and that's exactly what he said. So that's how that came about. So last night, but Howard told me he wasn't going to the press conference. And I said, come on. He goes, you've been putting me in front of cameras all year long. I'm putting my foot down. So he was out patrolling, I'm sure, last night or doing something like that.
People have seen him on the streets patrolling.
Here's the great thing about this. We did focus groups as part of this with kids from Eisenhower. Yesterday, Lindsay and I were there for three lunch periods with Sloan's Pizza for the kids. And when we asked who Howard Buffett was, almost unanimously the kids go, isn't that our sheriff? I sent him a text last night. I thought he'd get a kick out of that, you know. But I'm telling you right now, you were in Eisenhower High School last night. You were there the day that school opened to a great fanfare. But does it not look exactly as it did when we opened it 4 or 5 years ago?
It does. It's in great shape.
But to all those naysayers out there, you know, that said these kids are just going to tear it up. And I mean, that place, we spent an entire day there, 7 hours last Wednesday filming, and kids held doors open, called you sir. I just think people...
You take pride when you have a building like that.
I completely agree. I just think the perception that people have who maybe haven't been in a District 61 school in years or if ever, or they live outside the district, is this, it's not reality. Just isn't reality.
And what you're doing with this FFA project, first of all, it makes all the common sense in the world. Kudos to you for thinking about this, because this is the agribusiness capital of the country, maybe the world. Why wouldn't we have this? And it gives these kids hope that there are jobs out there.
Well, and jobs across the spectrum. Some require college, some don't. Some are apprenticeships in the trade program. I mean, you know, did we not have a convert? You know, we were explaining this to the kids as we were doing this, and we were having these focus groups. And one young lady, I believe she's going to be a truck driver now. I mean, honestly, God, she didn't believe me about the salaries. And so she spent her free period after we did our focus group Googling truck jobs and what it takes to get a CDL and the training you have to go through. And she came back to you last night and said what?
She said, you know, and we were talking about how there's jobs right now where you can drive in town and be home by 5 and things like that. And she goes, no, I think I want to do that long haul. Yeah. I want to see the country.
But it sparked an interest.
Why not?
But I guarantee you, and this young lady is in high school, no one's ever had this conversation with her. You know, because sometimes just the bureaucracy of education becomes about test scores and becomes about, you know, and I'm not blaming anyone in particular. It just sort of becomes this big thing. And you know, we have guidance counselors that don't understand what agribusiness means and where all these career paths are. So we have to do a better job. And to Paul Frigo's credit and Zach Shields and Beth Nolan and all the people who are involved with this with District 61, they get it. And they're all now all pulling in the same direction.
You know who else gets it? And you mentioned it earlier this morning. I got to know Joe Riley and Josh Sapp. And these are two union leaders.
Josh with the IBW, yeah.
Yeah, and Joe with the building and trades.
Yeah.
These are two really smart, really good young guys in charge of these labor unions, and they get it. And I'll tell you what, they've got some great jobs if you have the aptitude to learn them.
And this is going to be part of this Ag Academy. I mean, it's not only food science and agribusiness and trading. It's also electricians and welders.
Just stay
and truck drivers.
And stay in school.
Yeah. And in 2 years, you could be making $60,000, $70,000 a year without any student debt.
And these are really talented, skilled jobs. I mean, you really learn
in
art.
Yeah, and you are in demand.
Yep.
So great stuff. Well, thanks for being there last night. Thanks for Santa. That was a lot of fun last night.
Oh, yeah. You know, thanks for my guitar. You and Lindsay, update yourself on that one. I feel a little sheepish with my presence.
No, stop.
Oh, my gosh, no.
That just screamed Brahaney basement to me.
It is. That's you know exactly where it's going, next to your artwork. It's going to be awesome. I already got the spot picked out. I just need Sue to hang it.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Brian. Lindsay.
Merry Christmas.
Love you both.
Kevin Brahaney. We're going to take a break. When we get back here, we'll have our gift of the day. It's time for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few hundred dollars of marketing. Now, I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there and you can start packing.
The road to healing after a painful loss is different for everyone. At Tansy Slogan Funeral Service and Care, we work with families, providing a uniquely personal farewell ceremony for their loved one. Each funeral we conduct is a direct reflection of the family's desire to say goodbye in a way that makes sense for them. Simple or elaborate, Tansy Slogan gives each family we serve the ability to leave memories, not debt. To find out more, contact us today at 233-1080 or get details on the web at leavememoriesnotdebt.com.
HSHS St. Mary's Hospital offers the most maternity options for your most important delivery. Just as you may be expanding your family, we are expanding the services we offer to provide you with the most comprehensive care options for your newborn. We hope you'll celebrate your newborn's first day with us. We're committed to taking care of your whole family for life. Learn more at stmarysdecatur.com/maternity.
Dear Camp Sokia friend, after the best summer ever at Camp Sokia, I'm headed back to school. I'm going to be a fifth grader at Durfee. I have such great memories of my summer, including going to the Sky Zone Indoor Trampoline Park, visit several water parks, and participate in a cheer dance class. I love to dance. Thank you for sharing in my summer adventures.
Help children right here in your own community by sponsoring a camper at the Decatur Family YMCA's Camp Sokia. By sponsoring a camper, you're providing a camp experience to young people whose families cannot afford the full camp fee. This Sponsor a Camper campaign provides you a one-of-a-kind opportunity to see firsthand the impact of your powerful donation. To donate online, visit DecaturYMCA.org/camp-AIGN.
Camp Sokia is a success because of support. I hope to see you again next year. Bianca.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God. Oh, we are running out of gift of the day, right? Just two more?
Just two more. Two more.
Today's one of my favorite stores in all of downtown. Giggles. It's that wacky and fun gift and card shop located on Merchant Street in downtown Decatur. Giggles has a little something for everyone on your list. What makes Giggles stand out from the rest is their ability to personalize just about everything. They carry items from tiny tots, kids and adults, plus books, on-site invitations, custom stationery, custom stamps, cards, drinking accessories, balloons, personalized items, jewelry, purses, birthday, and more. You want to give that special someone in your life a special gift? Let Giggles customize a gift for you. From baskets to vases, there's something for everyone. I remember I had a great picture of Lindsay acting like she was holding up the Leaning Tower of Pisa. The picture we took in Italy, and then we got a frame, said, "From Mom, love you, Zane," and put that picture in it when he was just a little tyke.
He still has it.
For the kids, check out Floof. What's Floof?
It's clean molding clay.
Okay. It acts like Play-Doh, but feels like a marshmallow.
Yeah.
or pick up anything unicorn, from stuffed animals, toys, stationery, hair clips, bows, stickers, and
unicorns,
more.
Unicorns, it's all about unicorns this year.
Yes, it is. For fun-loving adults or those Christmas parties, pick up the Who's the Dude game. Who's the Dude characters is a hilarious party game that features an inflatable life-size dude. Use the dude to perform as many hilarious charades as you can within 45 seconds. You can act out movie scenes, professions, love ballads, and other ridiculous activities while other players have to guess what you're doing with the dude. Includes 440 hilarious charades. And the dude, he always wins. And for that inappropriate gift exchange with your girlfriends, they have hilarious socks with messages that range from whimsical to downright crude. Giggles is your perfect stop for the stocking stuffers, too. They carry Tervis cups, cell phone cases that can be personalized for that extra special touch, or pick up a personalized ornament to create a keepsake for years and years to come. Check out their Facebook page for the latest news and their deal of the day, and visit them at 124 Merchant Street. Giggles, you heard her last night. She was in here with Santa Claus. Chrissy and the crew, our gift of the day. Go to Nauticator's Facebook page. You could win a $100 gift card to Giggles right now. Santa's coming. Oh, I love doing this. We should do this.
Technically, we have three left.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yes. Tomorrow is a twofer.
Ah, and then Wednesday?
And then, well, tomorrow's Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. And then
and
Thursday?
And then Thursday we have one more.
Okay.
So you have...
I think we should do this every day of the year.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Maybe that's a new challenge.
Yeah.
We just do it every day of the year. Spotlight a local business. My favorite thing in the world about what I do for a living is being able to...
It's been fun.
It's been a lot of fun. Because we have great people and great places, and they do so much for the community, and they're always involved, and it's just... It's a blast.
I was actually in the Brass Horn yesterday. And there was a couple in there shopping, and their son is going to be going to school here. And so they were kind of looking. They were really impressed with the community. They weren't from around here. So they were doing some shopping and everything. So it was funny because they were all giving recommendations, like, you know, the guys at the Brass Horn of, oh, well, go lunch here or check out this place. Or, you know, it was, you know, it's fun to kind of show off everything we've got to offer.
Very cool. Well, I'm... thrilled with our Deck the Town contest. You can win a $3,000 shopping spree, and then every day we have our individual gift of the day. If you go to Nauticator's Facebook page right now, you can like and comment to win a $100 gift card. Feel free to share it with your friends, spread the love, and visit Giggles. They're the perfect last-minute sort of like...
They really
you're
are.
Ramping up to Monday's Christmas, and you're going, I don't know, I got a girlfriend that's got a quirky
so
personality. There's tons.
Yeah, I couldn't even begin to try to pick out every... I mean, I was... going crazy, picking out so many cool things.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Good stuff. All right, next hour, we'll have a kind of a twofer. Regan Deering's going to join us. We'll talk about their capital campaign update for the Northeast Community Fund, but also Regan was there last night as the Ag Academy was named after her grandfather, Duane Andreas, and we'll be able to talk about that a little bit. So that will be great fun. Very happy with how everything worked out last night. Full press conference video. There's all kinds of stuff on Nauticator.com if you want to check it out. And then we also have some other stuff to tell you about as we head into the holiday season. Gonna take a little time off. So Friday will be our last show for until the new year. But we do have some guest hosts coming in.
We
Who's
do.
Coming in to do the show?
Well, Monday, of course, is Christmas Day. Tuesday, Jerry Stocks will be in. Wednesday is going to be Carla Miller. From Hickory Point Bank. She's got a lot of cool guests lined up.
Okay.
Thursday is going to be kind of a mishmash. We got Jeff. We got Matt Hall. We're going to be working
on Thursday day, you couldn't find anybody, is what
you're
saying. Okay.
Yeah, basically. And then Friday will be fun because it's the Kablooey Group is taking over the show.
Ah.
Yeah, so that should be entertaining.
Three hams. They won't find anything hard about killing three hams.
No, not at all.
Well, we want to keep it local and keep it live instead of playing some best of kind of thing. And so there'll be live bodies in the studios next week. Just won't be our live bodies. We'll be on vacation. But once again, thank you to each and every one of you that made this year such a special year for us here at Byers & Company. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more right after this.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
WSOY News Time 7:59. The City of Decatur is partnering with the Community Investment Corporation of Decatur to host a free first-time home buyer education certification program in early January. Realizing the American Dream is happening Tuesday, January 9th in the City Council Chambers at the Civic Center. During the time, the session will